Watcher, it's the real enjoyment of jazz with me, Mike Wynn, back after a short rest. Actually, it was the technical department that was on hold, not me. So I have a huge stack of records for you this week, starting with tonight. Yes, one of our fave songs, Tonight from West Side Story, and here played by the Jazz Crusaders, who later shortened their name to The Crusaders, which gives them much more scope, as that name could mean anything. I must say I preferred The Jazz Crusaders. In fact, in 1988, following some personnel changes, they became The New Crusaders. The group was usually a quintet, with the occasional increase in their numbers. This late 61 recording was in their first year of existence. Victor Felder, tenor, Wayne Henderson, trombone, and Joe Sample, piano, were the nucleus of the group, and the three of them remain with the Crusaders for over 15 years, after which Felder and Sample crusaded on for another 15 years plus. This recording also included Jimmy Bond on bass and Styx Hooper drums. The LP was called Looking Ahead. Unusually for us, there are some electronics in this next one. Thank you. Gonzalo Rubalcaba is the leader and pianist keyboardist on this December 2000 New York City recording, and on that song, Oran, or Pray, he adds his own percussive layer as well. The instruments that Gonzalo used on that song were the Yamaha P200 keyboard and the Roland XW5080 module. This album, Supernova, a much-used title for jazz albums, thinking about it, Supernova combines his Cuban heritage with some African, European, and even Caribbean influences, and there's even a Mexican song. Carlos Henriquez on bass and Ignacio Baroa on drums, and he also played the all-important Rainmaker. You know, one of these weeks we'll do a whole show of West Side Story songs. Can't wait.
Thank you.
Stephen Sondheim's and Leonard Bernstein's Something's Coming from Barb Jung's latest album, recorded in New York, July 2015. I say Barb Jung, I've always called her that, but in her four-night residency at the Pizza Express Jazz Club in Dean Street just last week, she was carefully introed as Jung-er. Anyway, Barb was on truly great form. Basically, the show was the new album, Shelter from the Storm, and a couple of other songs. If you haven't seen Barb live, I urge you to do so. It's a real feel-good gig. Lawrence Hobgood was the pianist, and he was also the pianist at the gig last week as well. The English bass player Michael Olatuja was already in New York, plus Wilson Torres on percussion. If we get time, I'll play you a Lawrence Hobgood track later. But first, The Groove. A real toe-tapper, a toe-curler, in fact. Tenor man King Curtis in April 59 on an Atco LP called Have Tenor Sax, Will Blow. And as well as the R&B-flavoured hard-blowing Curtis, Herman Foster was on piano and sometimes organ. Two guitarists, Al Casey and Joe Puma, Jimmy Lewis bass, and Belton Evans drums. Great name for a drummer. That was, as I mentioned earlier, The Groove. The great singer Ernestine Anderson died last week. Here she is.
Morning low, my sweet man, I love him so, though he's mean as can be. He's the kind of man If sweet man should pass me by, if I die, will he be? He's the kind of man, needs the kind of woman like me. Don't know any reason why he treats me so poorly. What have I gone and done? Makes my trouble double with his worries, when surely I ain't deserving of none. Moaning low, my sweet man is gonna go. When he goes, oh Lordy, he's the kind of man needs the kind of woman like me. Worries when surely I ain't deserving of none. Moaning low, my sweet man is gonna go. When he goes, oh Lordy, he's the kind.
And that was Ernestine Anderson on, oddly enough, a London recording. Oddly, as in the entire cast is American, mainly Basieites, on their day off from a Basie tour, although the pianist chair is commandeered by Hank Jones, one of our all-time faves. The LP is called Moaning, 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 and that song was Moaning Low. I saw Ernestine Anderson live just once about 10 to 12 years back at the appallingly titled Coca-Cola Room at Dizzy Gillespie's Club at Columbus Circle in New York. Or was it Dizzy Gillespie's Room at the Coca-Cola Club? Ernestine won a talent contest at the tender age of 12 at the El Dorado Ballroom in Houston. The band leader at the talent contest was Russell Jacquette, brother of Illinois, and he persuaded Ernestine's parents to let this 12-year-old go out on the road with his band. She was chaperoned, but 12? When the family moved to Seattle, she sang with the Bumps Blackwell Band, which included a young Quincy Jones and an equally young Ray Charles. We'll hear from Ernestine again a bit later, but it's guitar time. Thank you. And that was very short and sweet. It was the jazz standard, made so by Miles Davis, Someday My Prince Will Come, from May 91. Rudy Linker is the guitarist and leader. Gil Goldstein on piano. Mike Formanek bass. Adam Neusbaum on drums. This timeless album is called Live It Up, and there are two songs to that title on the album. One is Live It Up 1, and the other, you guessed it. Now, close your eyes. Sorry, confused you there. I was going to play you a song called Close Your Eyes, but at the very, very last moment changed my mind, and that was Dead Heat, as I thought it was more representative of this all-star recording for Prestige Records. This was March 57. Guitarists Kenny Burrell and Jimmy Rainey are the co-leaders, with brilliant support from Jackie McLean on alto, Donald Byrd trumpet, Mal Waldron piano, and Mal wrote that song, Dead Heat. Doug Watkins bass, Art Taylor drums. An LP co-led by two guitarists. So what to call it? Prestige thought long and hard and came up with two guitars. Job done. Next, and this may well whet your appetite, a solo piano tribute to a trumpeter. The Richard Rodgers Lawrence Hart song My Funny Valentine, written in 1937 for the musical Babes in Arms, and it has become a jazz standard, so that doesn't give you much of a clue as to the identity of the trumpeter being honoured with this June 2009 album recorded in Charlottesville, Virginia. It is in fact Chet Baker, The pianist that we've just heard is the veteran Hod O'Brien, who played with Chet a number of times, late 70s to mid 80s. And Hod says that My Funny Valentine, alongside There Will Never Be Another You, were the two most requested songs at their gigs. Hod celebrated his 80th birthday recently. His health sadly isn't quite as good as it was, but he's still active and still looks like Robert Redford's better-looking older brother. Let's have another from Ernestine Anderson.
When a bee lies sleeping, when a bee lies sleeping, when a bee lies sleeping in the palm of your hand, you're bewitched and deep in love's long looked after land, where you'll see a sun up sky with a morning calling on you. Sleep on, bee, don't wake 'em. Can't believe what just passed. He's mine for the taking. I'm so happy at last. Maybe I dream, but he seems sweet golden as a crown. A sleeping bee has told me I'll walk with my feet off the ground when my one true love I have found.
That song was A Sleeping Bee, music by Harold Arlen, lyrics by none other than the famous novelist Truman Capote. It's much recorded, even by the likes of Barbara Streisand, but more often by jazzers. Here recorded by Ernestine Anderson in Los Angeles in 58. Pete Ruggolo arranged the songs and conducted the orchestra, but the names Bud Shank and Shelley Mann are the only two musos known from that date. Ernestine toured with the Lionel Hampton Band, but it was altoist Gigi Grice who encouraged her to record, and Time magazine described her as the best-kept jazz secret in the land. She lived in London for 3 years from 64 and then left the music scene altogether, working in call centres and as a chambermaid. The legendary bassist Ray Brown coaxed her back to music and performing in 76. Ray, in fact, became her manager. And incidentally, here's another quote, this time from her erstwhile colleague Quincy Jones. Her voice is the sound of honey at dusk. To remember this great singer, I'll try and squeeze in yet another song before the end of the show. But it's trombone time right now. Thank you. It's a well-known fact that trombonists like playing with other trombonists. Many, many examples of a two trombone front line, but undoubtedly the most famous of them all is Kai Winding and J.J. Johnson. They first recorded together in August 54, stayed together 2 years, but came back together in 1960 for a couple of brilliant albums with pianist Bill Evans. The song we've just heard, Going Rock, was recorded in New York in Jan 55 for Bethlehem Records, with Dick Katz on piano, Milt the Judge Hinton on bass, and Al Harewood on drums, and, most notably, on cymbals. It's our Ellingtonia slot. I wonder if you know this one. Even avid Duke Ellington fans might struggle. Recorded New York, Jan 66, a Mercer Ellington compo, Portrait of P, as in Sweet P, as in Billy Strayhorn. Mercer wrote the song as a tribute for the then ailing Strays, and that's the one and only recording I have of that song. It's the Mercer Ellington Septet. Mercer, although a more than competent trumpeter, is not in the band. That's left to an A-list of Ellingtonians. Johnny Hodges on alto, as you no doubt recognised, Ray Nance, cornet, Paul Gonzalez, tenor, Harry Carney, baritone, Aaron Bell, bass, Louis Belson, drums. So that just leaves us the pianist. No, it obviously wasn't the Duke or Strays, but very interestingly, Chick Corea. And it's time for another vocal. You won't know this singer or the band, I betcha.
There's somebody I am longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone who'll watch over me. I'm a little
From an album I found just last month. It's the Hampshire Youth Jazz Orchestra in 1970. It's an 18-piecer of undoubtedly talented young musos from Hampshire, and that's pretty much all I know, or all we need to know. All their names are listed here, but of course we don't really know them. And I'll only give you one, the name Nicky Dodds, the singer. Lovely voice, slightly hesitant at times. The song was, as you well know, Someone to Watch Over Me, written by the Gershwin brothers in 1926. I could do with someone to watch over me, given my recent spate of farming accidents. As promised, here's pianist Lawrence Hobgood, who we heard earlier backing Barb Jung, but here leading his own trio.
Thank you.
Yes, good advice. Straighten up and fly right, written in 1943 by Nat King Cole, with some, probably not much, help from manager-promoter Irving Mills. He had a habit, especially with Duke Ellington, of getting his name on the credits and the subsequent royalties, which would have been substantial with Straighten Up. That was the Lawrence Hobgood trio in December 2014. Lawrence on piano, John Patitucci on bass, Kendrick Scott drums. This is a truly outstanding album, Honour Thy Fathers. And that should just leave us time for one more from Ernestine Anderson, who died a week or so back at the age of 87. This song, Billy Strayhorn's Daydream, was recorded in Stockholm in October-November 56 with local musos. I'll single out just the one, Arne Domnerus, as he's on clarinet for a change. Daydream. Huge thanks for listening, and I hope you'll be back again next week with me, Mike Wynn, barring accidents, to me that is, for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Keep well.